You're listening to Discovering Truth with Dan Duvall. What a time it is to be on the earth. So much going on. Where do I even start? Guys, I am very excited today because you are soon going to be meeting the men that graduated from our 2020 DID Coach Mentorship training program here at Bride Ministries. In the weeks to come, we will be having a few follow-up programs to introduce you to the women. I am so excited to let you know that for those of you that have been on our waiting list for scholarships to get inner healing and deliverance ministry through this platform, those lists are going to begin to move a whole lot faster. We are coming to help you. And we are empowered to do that because of the brave men and women that put their hands up and said, you know, we're going to be trained. We're going to learn how to do this work, how to minister the grace of God to survivors, how to minister inner healing, how to minister deliverance, and how to do so with excellence. Well, you will enjoy being able to connect with coaches, both through the scholarship program as well as just being able to book directly with them by visiting bridemovement.com, going to the ministry page. There's going to be a new area that opens up there, and that will be happening in the next few days if it's not already there by the time of the airing of this podcast. And you will be able to follow that to a page where all of our volunteers are listed. And so, with that said, we are also reminding you that we have a deliverance portal here at Bride Ministries where you can self-advocate and connect with the breakthrough and deliverance resources that you need for free anywhere in the world. We have built this tool. It is a first of its kind, folks, just because it is free and just because it is available all the time. Do not neglect the power of this resource. It is absolutely extraordinary. The fruit, the testimonies that we've been getting from folks that have been using it have been significant. And so get connected to that. I want to also give you all an update on the outreach here in Houston. We have moved ourselves and the whole ministry down to Houston. However, we are renegotiating the situation around the physical church. We have had some live meetings down here in Houston, and those were great. But we are looking in other directions. We're trying to find the provision of God, and we're believing God. He's sending it, you know, for offices, for location, for our final resting place, at least for the next few years. And so, you know, keep us in prayer, guys, because I'm telling you, what we are going to build here in Houston is going to be extraordinary. We're going to be having weekly church services in person. It's going to be a mixed media model, so we're going to continue to bring all of you that hang out with us at live church online into that experience. We're also going to be doing monthly worship nights. We're going to be doing what we plan to make quarterly weekends of empowerment. We're going to be bringing in guests. We're going to be doing training. We're going to be activating people in new levels of encounter with Jesus Christ. And so be excited for everything that's coming to Houston. And with that said, we just want to say we appreciate all of you that continue to support this platform financially. Here's the general plan. We are going to get our offices set up fully. We're going to get our church set up fully in Houston. And then we are going to move on survivor housing as an agenda. And, you know, I get questions about the survivor houses. Like, when do you think this is going to happen? What's the realistic timeline? Well, a realistic timeline is probably 2022, to be completely honest, because I don't know if you knew this, but we're also having a baby this year, me and my wife. And so there's a lot of nuance around this year and a lot of building that's taking place. And for those of you that haven't heard the vision for the survivor housing, we want to get land and build individual units on that land. And, you know, that's all money. It's either someone's going to give it to us or it's going to cost us a lot of, which means significant fundraising. All of that is on the agenda. We're going to build it and we're going to frame it. And so we won't plan to have the frame up this year. And we plan to, you know, acquire the land as soon as God gives it to us. And then we're going to be building, physically building that resource. And so with that said, thank you for those of you that continue to sow into the vision. It is going to come about. And we are very excited for what God's doing. So with that said, we're going to get right to the program. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Discovering Truth with Dan Duvall. Folks, it is time for another episode of Discovering Truth with Dan Duvall. And today you are in for a real treat. We are at the outset of a series that we're going to be doing on this podcast called Meet the Coaches. What does that mean? Last year at Bride Ministries, we took 14 people through an intense year-long program to train them in what we call DID coaching. That means the ability to minister to survivors of satanic ritual abuse, government-sponsored mind control agendas, and other sources of extreme trauma producing dissociative identity disorder in people. Our students were trained to work not only with the most severe cases, but to be able to help the general population in the body of Christ with their inner healing and deliverance needs. And upon graduation, five were men. And I have to tell you something. You know, I knew, listening audience, listen to me. I knew I had arrived in ministry when this happened. A women's night was called. This happened in Dallas. We're in Houston now. This is a new season. A women's night was called in Dallas. And I realized that I was the only one not invited. Folks, this is Christian ministry. One man, pastor, and a whole lot of women, because they show up. Where are the men? But I'm telling you today, we have men at Bride Ministries, and I am so excited. So what you are going to do and experience today, you're going to experience the men that have gone through the journey, gone through the training, and have shown up with their hands up, said, God, we are going to meet the needs of the most broken. We are going to make our lives about setting your kids free. And following this particular episode, we're going to be having two more. And you're going to meet the women, because there are more women than men, but we have men. So come on. So today, we are going to be meeting Alex, Michael, Joseph, Kyle, and Andrew. Those are our guys. And you will be able to find them at bridemovement.com. And the way that we are setting this up, those of you that have been disenfranchised, those of you that have no access to resources, those of you that cannot afford help but need it, at Bride Ministries, we're here to serve you. And we have a scholarship program where we have an intake form. You can apply to receive 16 hours of ministry sponsored coaching. And we have been doing this outreach for years, but now we are stepping up our game, because there's been a long waiting list. But with all of the new coaches that we're graduating, you are going to be placed much faster. Now, that can be found on the ministry page, our intake form, at bridemovement.com. You go to bridemovement.com, go to the ministry page, and you can fill out that intake form and apply to receive ministry sponsored coaching. So our coaches all volunteer a specific preset number of hours with us in order to serve you. And in addition to that, you can find them on our website by going to coach.bridemovement.com. And you can explore all of their profiles and even book them privately, because as a convenience to you, we are making all of their booking calendars available at coach.bridemovement.com. So they are volunteers, but you can book them at any time. Now, with that said, we're going to get to know them a little bit. And many of you have, if you've been tracking with us for any amount of time, already met Alex. Alex is a survivor, and he graduated from me. I worked with him personally, and he talked about that, and applied for the program on the back end of that. Well, he's here now on the complete flip side. Alex, welcome back to Discovering Truth with Dan Duvall. I want you to talk about your initial reason for applying for the program and wanting to help survivors.
Hello, everyone. Well, thank you for having me again, Dan. Now in a completely different setting. The devil did not see that this coming at all. He was not aware of this. But I'm thankful for being here. And well, after we concluded our work together, Dan, me as your client, I felt the need of more people like you that are doing what you are doing. And honestly, there's a lot of people that are seeking. There's a lot of people that are asking questions, and they are not finding anything, and they are not having any answers at all. So I felt like a kid trying to defend his mom, but he has no weapons to do so. And I felt the calling of God in my life. Alex, did you want to do this? I'm calling you to step into this realm and to operate in a higher level. And I said yes. So then after that, that's when I applied. And I did it. I was aware of the problem. Me as being a survivor, going through the whole deliverance and inner healing, being oppressed by the enemy, being stalked by the enemy, all of these things that happened in my life, as many of you know already. I jumped into and said yes. Then after that, the journey began. But my heart was on, there is a lot of people that are going through the things that I'm going through, and no one is doing anything.
Well, folks, what we're going to be doing today is going through all of our male coaches. And they're actually going to be answering the same questions. And giving you an opportunity to get to know them. And so, Michael, I'm coming straight to you next to ask you the same question. And I want you to talk to me a little bit about where you were a year and a half ago and your initial reason for applying to the program and wanting to help survive.
Yeah, so a year and a half ago, I had graduated from you, maybe about another year previously. We went on a long, interesting journey together. You helped me immensely. It started out with a more traditional counselor. And after a few sessions, was kind of told that although this counselor specialized in DID, what she was seeing with me was maybe a bit more than she was comfortable with. A good friend of mine mentioned your name. I reached out just really hoping to get a referral or something. We spoke, and just so happened that you had a student graduating within a couple weeks of our conversation and graciously offered to give me the spot, which I immediately accepted. We worked together for a year, probably around a year and a half. About halfway through, during one of our sessions, actually, I just felt the Lord speak to me that, you know, I'm bringing you through this for a reason. You're cutting the path. You've got to walk through this because you need to lead others through this. And at that point, I let you know, hey, I don't know if it's on the radar. I don't know if it's anything. But if you start teaching people to do this, I want in. I need in. On the Bride Church, one evening, I heard you announce the program. I reached out. Hey, Dan, remember me? And submitted the application, went through the process, and here we are.
That's right. You know, folks, both Michael and Alex are survivors and have taken this journey themselves. And I'll tell you, they are very good. But so are our other students. And Kyle, we're coming to you next. Where were you a year and a half ago? And what inspired you to sign up for this program?
Well, I had actually been doing life coaching and counseling ministry. And actually one of my clients had mentioned you. And she was like, oh, I had this prayer. And she was talking about it. And it was talking about being a tethered to constellations and mind control and stuff. I'm like, what is this? And I said, okay, let me check that out. I was like, okay, who is it? Dan Duvall. Okay. So I went and looked you up and said, okay, this seems pretty interesting. And then I watched one of the podcasts and thought, oh, that's pretty interesting. Okay. Watched another one. And then, man, I was hooked. So then I went on your webpage and I realized now that it was like one of those little things that kind of tickers that kind of goes across. And it says something about, you know, DID training. And I saw it the one time I was on your page, but then I didn't see it again. And I was like, where is this? It didn't come back again. But then I got back on the page and I saw that it was a sliding thing that came across. And I was like, man, I definitely want to do that because I had been ministering in areas of counseling and deliverance, but what I saw about 10 years ago was I was not getting the success anymore. And I realize now because Satan has unfortunately done a pretty good job of saturating the population. And I was getting a lot of those people and I was doing, you know, the standard deliverance of confessing and, you know, calling out the spirits and nothing was happening. And they were just looking at me like I was crazy. And I was like, okay, something's not working. And so then when I saw the opportunity to get trained and go into a much higher level with you, I jumped on it. I was like, yeah, I'm down for this. And when we were in the first class, the very first class, and you were talking about soul parts and explaining the difference between soul parts and demons and altars and stuff, it was like, man, I was just so happy because it was like, man, a 20-year question that I had been confused on was clarified in like 5 minutes. And I was just like, you know, I don't know what's gonna happen after this, but I'm already, you know, whatever fee was paid, it was worth it just for this. I got, you know, and I was happy. So, yeah.
That's so good. And you know, that was one of the things, I mean, when you came on, Kyle, you had come with heavy prophetic ministry. You had done deliverance before. You know, folks, I have to be honest, as I was seeing some of the applicants come through, some of those resumes that across the desk were pretty impressive. I was like, oh, dang. And so, but it's been a joy to get to know you, Kyle.
Yeah, but they don't teach you that. I mean, you know, I'm gonna be the poster child, you know, for the academic side. They don't teach you that in seminary. They don't they what you teach, they don't, they're not teaching it, you know, so.
And folks, Kyle is being a little humble because he actually has a PhD properly. He's Dr. Kyle Miller. shaking his head. Thank you for that. You know, Joe, we're going to come to you next. Where were you a year and a half and what inspired you to come on this program?
Well, a year and a half ago, I had been used by God as a warrior. I had worked and worked through the realms. I had legions. I had a lot of territorial work, just, you know, having a ball. But it was just me and God. I mean, I read what I could find. I looked all over the internet. I couldn't find anybody doing anything close to what I was doing. And then I ran into a small group that was doing this deliverance. And of course, as you know, look in your toolbox, what do you got? Well, I'd bring the legions and I would round up all the parts, slosh, wash them, toss them to an angel and say, here, go deal with it. And it wasn't working as well as you would think. And a friend of mine, and this is where the story starts to look a lot like Kyle's. I was looking at a friend of mine, and she sent me a link. She said, you know, there's this guy, Daniel Duvall. He kind of does some of the stuff you do. I mean, he's a little out there, but, you know, he's doing this. He does this prayer. You ought to listen to that. I said, okay. So I hit it, the link, and listened to Dan do a Realm Buster prayer. And the thing that amazed me was that he had names. And, you know, because I was just making up names for stuff. And he actually defined it. And I started reading his stuff and looking at the taking his course material and finally got said, well, I need to talk to this guy. So I hit it and just miraculously there were some time slots open and I got a couple of hours with him. And I remember when I met him, he was like, thinking I needed some, want to do some work. And I said, no, I got questions. And then like Kyle, I noticed that the banner, like, what, they got a coaching program? And I signed up because, like I say, what I was doing, it wasn't working so well. And it was, you know, it's been just amazing growth since then. So it's, yeah, Dan gets some serious real-time downloads. And, you know, I had seen or experienced probably 75% of what he was talking about. And, you know, I could personally vouch for it. So I listened very closely to the rest of it. And it's been an amazing journey.
You know, I think it's so funny that someone that knows you would come and say, I'm a little out there. Folks, let me tell you something about Joe. He's what I call an extraordinary seer. Like there are seers that see some stuff. And then there are seers that see so much detail, you just scratch your head and walk away like, what? That's Joe. I mean, out the gate, I don't know who had more questions, me or him. But I'll tell you, Joe is... he's a military guy on the outside, teddy bear on the inside. And it has just been such a privilege to watch him through the program. I mean, and the kind of ministry that I've seen come out of him is just first class. So, Andrew, we're going to come to you next. Excited to hear this, brother. Where were you a year and a half ago? And what caused you to jump in this program?
Well, Dan, it's just an honor to be on here with you on Discovering Truth. And to be honest, I would never think that I would be here. A year and a half ago, I was just a listener listening to your podcast. I was very intrigued. I didn't really know about the world of survivors. Although I wanted to learn, I really didn't understand, but God was opening my eyes. And for a long time, I had been pursuing inner healing, learning how to do inner healing, learning how to do deliverance, learning how to set others free. And just that journey of wanting to know the truth. And I think what really intrigued me was this idea of a population of people that is really hidden from society. I mean, society is mainly ignorant of the world of those, of a survivor. So that really intrigued me. And as I had been listening to your podcast, I always said to myself, if Dan ever offers training in this, I'm going to be one of the first ones to sign up. And you had been teasing for a while, talking about how you're going to develop this program. And the day that you said it was going to launch, I remember going home and I filled out an application. And little did I know, you know, the journey, it would be in a year and a half, but I was just so excited to learn. I had already learned so much from you and the survivors that you have on here. So it's just been an awesome journey. I'm not the same person I was a year and a half ago.
And, you know, folks, Andrew is actually a counselor. I mean, he has his master's degree. He works with people. And so it was always very cool to have his insight during the program, coming from the world of helping others in a more clinical setting. So, all right, guys, we are going to shift gears because I want to spend some time with you talking through the journey through the program. And I think it's going to be really good for the listening audience to hear it from your mouths. You know, as we went through last year, at least for the podcast listeners, they just get the podcasts. And I don't spend too much time updating people. The little updates I do, most people just fast forward and skip. You know, for all of you fast forwarding skippers for our introductions to this podcast, I want you to know that I have seriously considered putting the nuggets of updates in the middle of the podcast, interrupt your listening experience, because you skip right over. You know who you are. I know you do it. But anyway, so I you know, I limit my updates as much as possible, but you know, we're all taking this journey together, and it was quite a journey, even for me. So, Alex, we're going to come back to you, and why don't you talk about, you know, some of the lessons learned, ideologies that changed, maturation that you received this year.
All right, so I want to start by saying this. People listening, let me tell you something. You hear Dan Duvall in the podcast, in the church, in the institute, but then there is Dan Duvall that is really, really out there. He is a completely different Dan, and the level of insight, and he speaks to you with no boundaries. Like, right here, I guess he wants to take people by the hand and, you know, move everybody at the same pace. Well, in the program, he holds back none. He's like, bruh, out there. And it was very, very different and cool to see this dynamic because, you know, I knew Dan from, like, my coach, you know. And then it became a friendship. And then he became my mentor. And I got to see all of that, the different dynamics. And you know what? It was very difficult for myself to take, and this is one of the challenges throughout the program for me. It was, I had to take time to let God speak into me my identity and my position in the body of Christ, where I was at the time, because I had to shift so fast, you know, because of the demand of his soldiers, the people that he was calling into this ministry. So that was one of the challenges for me. It was so challenging that the enemy knew this, and he challenged my right standing before God. Are you really think that a survivor, an Illuminati defector, a person that it was destroyed, God is going to lift up and listen to his prayers and give you the authority and give you the legions of heavenly angels and give you, you know what I mean? All of that. And are you going to be able to do this? And, you know, it was challenging, Dan, you know, walking through the attacks, the oppression, the doubts, the life challenges and experiences that are happening at the time. And then this program that it really makes warriors out of people. It was difficult, but I can say that God, it was faithful all throughout this program. He was there. He pierced through the darkness. He pulled us through it. Like, he was very present. And you know what? It was very cool to see the seal. This is my program of the Holy Spirit all throughout, from the beginning to the end. So this is kind of one of the things some of the things that I learned, and God had to, you know, tweak me and set me on my seat of authority, I would say, where I was supposed to be at. So yes, that's that's some of the things that I went through.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah, Michael, we're coming right back to you next. What are some of the areas where you matured, some of the ideologies that changed, and lessons learned?
Well, I guess we'll go in a little bit reverse order from the question. For me personally, coming into this, or more specifically, coming into my relationship with you as a client, I tended to, I'll say, be somewhat dismissive of deliverance and some of the things that you talk about in general. That was just what I'd learned. And then as you live it and you see practical results in your own life and in the lives of others, it becomes kind of silly to argue with. And I know you and I had several conversations during our coach-client relationship where I argued with you plenty. Personally, throughout the year, I mean, I got hit 8 ways till Sunday, probably 5 times on Sundays. And for whatever reason, there always seemed to be a grace for the course. So I might have had family stuff going on. I might have had work stuff going on, whatever the case may be. And it's like, man, Lord Jesus, how am I going to finish this book? How am I going to write this paper? How am I going to study for this quiz? Whatever the case may have been, there was just always a grace for it. And then as we began to do session work and help others, there was more grace. And that's really what solidified me into, not to steal Alex's thunder, but with the identity, when I saw that kind of grace and I saw those kind of results and I saw that I was, you know, getting a front row seat to some really, really cool healing and deliverance and God just moving and touching people, it gave me strength to keep going, because I knew why I was here.
So good. So good. Kyle, we're coming right back to you. Same question. Going through the program, what were some of the areas of shift and growth for you?
Well, I mean, I think like my major growth was just, you know, and I know this may sound pat and stereotypical, but just learning to trust Holy Spirit, because what I learned more than anything was just how much I didn't know. You know, you grow up in church world and you grow up with all of these different things that you've been taught. And then yet there's this whole realm of other things that you just know absolutely nothing about. And so that was one of the things. And one of the things that, I remember the first week you would keep asking me, you doing okay? You doing okay? You doing okay? I probably had some crazy looks on my face. That's probably why you were asking that. But the thing was, it was like intellectually, my soul was having to catch up with my spirit man, because my spirit man was resonating with everything. It was like, and my spirit man was like, yeah, that's right, that's right, that's right. But my brain was like on tilt, you know, like, what? You know, it was like one of those types of things. And it was like things you had never heard, but in my spirit, I knew that it was true. And I think that's probably one of the biggest things from an ideological standpoint that I take from all of this is judge it, like the scripture says, judge it by the spirit. You know, so many times we take the things intellectually and then we try to make the spirit be obedient to our brain, when really we have to allow spirit man to take it and then let the soul catch up. You know, and that's what I adopted after that first week. You know, I'm just going to take it by spirit and then the soul, he'll just have to catch up later. It started working a whole lot better then, you know, and it was really a blessing. Because then it was in its proper balance. Spirit man was in control and not the soul.
You know, folks, it was so funny because Kyle, you brought up the first week. And I think the first week took everyone by surprise for different reasons. It took about a day and a half, folks. I kid you not. I mean, we made it to Wednesday. And I don't know, I can't say that everybody was in an outright panic, but there was an outright panic. I mean, and the funniest thing is that a lot of the students from, you know, my perspective, were all looking at each other like, wow, you disqualify me. And then the same person was looking at them like, you disqualify me. Like, there was angst, and then they're trying to listen to what I'm saying, and it's like nothing makes sense, and I could see the distress. And it all 14 graduated. It's amazing. Thank you, Kyle. Joe, we're gonna come to you next. You know, what was this year like for you going through the program, God stretching you? I mean, talk a little bit about it.
Well, it was a great year for growth. The first thing was God put my house in order. Working with my spirit, particularly my mercy fractal, I had to apologize and kind of bend some fences there, and to get all my fractals together and all, you know, all of them firing like they should be. And then he started working on my heart. And I really, probably the biggest breakthrough was how I looked at parts. I had thought parts were troublemakers and, you know, let's get them rounded up and dealt with. But I learned that they are part of the person. They are people. They are, you know, individuals, and they, you know, simply just don't, you know, that's what they do is all they know. And I developed a love for parts that I didn't think I was capable of. And that's the kind of the root or the core of everything is you got to love. And if you go at it with redemption in mind, not just correction, but redemption, then it's, you know, the results start to really show when you start surrounding all this with love and go in with a, you know, with the heart for the person, the heart for the parts. So that's what I, you know, amazes me the most is how much my heart's changed over the year. It's not just the knowledge, which was very valuable, the experience, which was invaluable, the, you know, the techniques, the method, the approaches, you know, how the prayers work, how do you work parts through the courts. All that was important. All that was, you know, tantamount, but it was learning how to love and how much my heart's changed that, that really made the difference for me.
My God. Folks, I can attest to the fact that Joe is not lying. I mean, come on. I was nervous. When I first met Joe, he was talking about shotguns. And Joe's from Texas. So I understood like the disposition. But over the course of the year, you know, going from blasting parts with shotguns in the spirit to loving on difficult parts until they submit to Jesus. I mean, it's just the approach coming out of Joe's ministry has been extraordinary. And so that is just so true. Thank you, Joe. So good. Andrew.
I must say, I very much enjoyed having Joe as a classmate. He's always good for a good story and a laugh. I think for me, coming from a more conservative background, there was a lot. I mean, the first class was very challenging. Even though I was very familiar with the ministry and had been listening for years, there were still lots of areas where I still had beliefs that were just needed to be challenged. And so that first class and even the first in-person training for me was a lot of wrestling with God, a lot of trusting in Him. And I agree with Kyle, you know, judge it by the spirit, judge it by the fruit. And, you know, as a counselor and with some experience in inner healing deliverance, I knew there was fruit. And so for me, that is what, you know, made me want to jump in with both feet. So I remember one of the first times you did ministry on our spirits, you know, I volunteered, and which was pretty intimidating for me. But afterwards, I felt like I really, I loved it. My spirit loved it. And that kind of kickstarted the process of opening up my heart, opening up my eyes. And I would say the next big challenge was this feeling of inadequacy that came. You know, how can I possibly have anything to offer for somebody who has gone through such trauma, such pain, had been in such powerful bondage? You know, how am I going to stand up to a principality on behalf of somebody else and get them free? That blew my mind and was very intimidating, but I realized that, you know, it's not about me. It's about God working through me, and it's His power at work. And we just have to say yes. I just had to give my yes. But that was a challenge throughout the course of feeling that inadequacy coming up and saying, no, God, you know, I surrender. This is You. It's not, it can't be me. So that was some areas of growth for me. Another one was getting more proficient in my weapons of warfare. And, you know, I love, Dan, I love your weapons of warfare prayer. You present like a multitude of weapons, and there's even more than that. So learning how to use those things, learning how to use the inheritance in Christ Jesus, you know, he has given us so much to use. And I think a lot of the church doesn't really realize the amazing inheritance we have. And there's so much use for the inheritance too. It's not just let's stock up treasures in heaven and leave it there. It's let's pull it onto the earth. Let's use what he's given us on the earth. And so that was really fun and exciting to start to use my weapons, use my inheritance. And I just saw, like, as I took that step of faith, you know, God would show up, angels would show up, and you know, the power in our words is just so vast. I feel like we don't understand the power of our words. And so that was an exciting, I feel like for me, a maturing, a growth. I still can grow in that, but I do feel more confident. I feel confident to deal with any situation, not because of me, but because I know somebody with all the answers, Holy Spirit, Christ Jesus, and you know, I think learning to work with them to help others has been such a joy. And so I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful for the growth.
So good. All right. So this is a final roundtable discussion. And guys, I want to take some time to let you explain to our audience why you continued through. And folks, for those of you that don't quite understand the way the program was structured, let me explain. First, there's an application process. Not everyone makes it through the application process. First of all, you got to submit everything. Some people fail to get all of their application pieces in, like letters of recommendation. Once you get everything in, there's an interview. Not everybody makes it past the interview because we're looking for likelihood of success. Is the individual in the right place in their personal walk with God, in their financial situation, in their family situation to survive the program and to be blessed by it? And so from that point forward, then we go through a whole year of training. Our students, they take the entire Bride Ministries Institute before they arrive day one. The reason why is because when I start talking, I'm not going to turn it off. So they need to know what I'm talking about. So they had to take 70 plus 80 hours of coursework just to show up at the first in-person training. And then they go through a whole year at the end of that. There's a final everyone has to take and a graduation ceremony. But that, to that point, does not guarantee that they're going to continue with the ministry or Bride Ministries. There's another step, and there's a whole separate application process whereby everyone in the graduating class can apply with us to be a coach. And having said that, all of these guys went through every step. And Alex, I'm going to come back to you. Why did you continue? What is your desire when it comes to helping survivors?
That's a great question. And so, like I was saying at the beginning of the program, I'm not going to say that I was self-centered, but I was more familiar with my story than anybody else's story. And, you know, Bride Ministries allowed me to get to know more people and stories through the podcast, through the advances. You know, I've been pretty much to all of them but one, the first one. And I got to create community. I got to feel that I was not alone. But it's still, my pain was my pain. Their pain was their pain, you know? I was not able to understand specifics of what they were going through, right? I can only put together, based on my own experiences, what they were going through, right? So going through the program and God repositioning me and my understanding on who I am in Christ now that I'm going through this program, right? And a lot of things were happening with my spirit. I was getting promoted. I was getting equipped. I was receiving, this is really the key for me. I was receiving the love of the Father that he has for survivors. And something that helped me to understand that, it was on that advance of the fall of 2019, when you preached about the army of the volunteers. I was there. It was powerful, man. And throughout the year, I went back to that preaching. And it was, the Holy Spirit was telling me, listen to it again, listen to it again. I don't remember how many times I listened to it. And even on my way to the week of graduation, God told me, listen to it again. And I got to see the love of the Father projecting out of my being. You know, I was by myself, but I only knew what was happening internally. And I'm sure the people was able to see it, you know, as well. And they will be able to see it as we go. But that kept me, that reconfiguration of the Father. Now with equipment, see, we cannot pray about the things that we are ignorant. So with all of these things that happened throughout the program and the information and the knowledge and my experience, and now getting to know other people's stories and ministering to other people, because we minister to other people that volunteer throughout the program, and me seeing their tears, seeing their pain, the Holy Spirit giving me this equipment and you know, doing all this, man, it was so intense, but it was so beautiful at the same time. So beautiful. So that allowed me to make it all the way through. At that point, I was just like, carry me, God, you know, I'm done. Here I am. So yeah, man, that's kind of how it went for me.
Thank you, Alex. Michael, we're going to come around to you with the same question.
You know, being able to see the results that Alex just talked about certainly helped. It was certainly extra motivation. And it would have been enough motivation on its own, I think. For me personally, I had a mandate. I had my marching orders. You're going to do this? Because I'd asked for a long time. Like I think pretty much every survivor does. You know, why? That's the big question. Why? And as Alex alluded to a moment ago, you talked about some of that why during an awesome sermon that you did at one of the advances. And I actually listened to that the Sunday before our graduation week began as well. And Alex and I talked about that when we had some time together. But yeah, I mean, I had a mandate. Freely you receive, freely give. I had people such as yourself come pull me out of the fire. There's a lot more people in that fire. I mean, what am I going to do? Go make popcorn? No, I got to go get them. You know, so that's my big why.
Mm-mm. Well, you know, and honest truth is, Michael, a lot of people did go and make popcorn and sat down and said, someone else will get to it. It's beautiful to be sitting in a round table talking to all of the someone else's. Let me tell you, folks, it is exciting.
Prior, I was like, well, I'm gonna take the information and I'll probably use it for, you know, some of my counseling stuff. But what really clicked with me was the fall live that we did in, I think it was like in September, and we had a survivor, I'm just gonna call her name Cindy, And it was identified that she, there was a pretty high level Illuminati plan for her in the end time agenda, whatever Satan had, what Satan had planned for the world. And she was tethered to that pretty strongly. And it was a situation where as she was walking in her journey in Christ, she did not want to be connected to that by any stretch of the imagination. And she wanted to be set free from that, And I began to think, I was like, how many people, how many Cindys are there, you know, like her, who are in that situation and they want to be set free and they don't know how. And it's like, I felt like we're now being given this information that the Holy Spirit has downloaded to Dan, and now it's being given to us. And there's a responsibility to it, you know, that we're now being steward with it, to do something with it, and not just because, oh, well, I've got this cool information, but no, it's to be implemented in the effort to set captives free. And so that was my main thing. I felt as though, like Michael said, it was a mandate that once I had received that information, I was now a steward of it, and I had to responsibly utilize it in assisting in seeing God's people free. And as has been spoken before, this the opportunity to see the results of it. You know, people who have been bound being able to be set free. People who have gone through all different types of other types of deliverance ministries and with no success, and they're getting results. You know, that was just, that got me excited. You know, so so that's my thing. And you know, in the scriptures talks about how, you know, Jesus, he sat down and he said he's not coming back until his enemies are made his footstool. And I believe this is one of the ways we do that. This is one of the ways that we make his enemies his footstool, is by implementing these tools that we've been taught.
So good. So good. Joe, why did you push through and make this a centerpiece of your time, your investment, your kingdom work?
Actually, God had led me into this deliverance sort of ministry, and at first basically showed me what I did not know. There was no doubt from the time that I signed up that I was going to be certified and on the platform. That was my goal. It was not a decision made lightly, but it was a decision made early. So, you know, God said he would give you the desires of your heart. And I had asked over the years, God, what is that desire? What have you put into my heart? And this is a big chunk of that, to be able to come alongside and work with Jesus to bring healing and wholeness to people, you know, to heal the brokenhearted and to release the prisoners. And, you know, he says a smoldering wick I will not put out, and a broken reed or a bruised reed I will not break. I mean, he goes after. And I had asked him because, you know, he is into leaving the 99 and going after the one. And I asked him about that because he has pulled me out of some engagements and things I was doing in the realms to go help an individual. I asked him, God, why are we doing this? And, you know, why do we leave the 99 and go after the one? Because he told me, he said, because if you don't take care of the one, you lose the 99. And that set in my heart That settled any question I had. You know, what's more important? Well, the one is important. So let's go help the one. And that brings me tremendous joy. And I've learned this over the years, like when I was teaching Sunday school or, have a meeting and only one person shows up, most people get disappointed. I get excited because God's got a special message for that one. So I love working one-on-one. I love watching God move and making a difference, and it adds up. So, no, there was never any question in my mind. Whatever you're going to throw at us, I was gonna absorb it. And I always enjoy watching you work, and work very hard to learn what you had. And moving on, it's like, yeah, that's a big bunch of tools in my toolbox, and I am excited. Next week I will have, by the end of this week, I will close out a 40-year career, and I am ecstatic. I can't wait. So, there you go.
Glad you're part of the team, Joe. It's going to be good. Folks, Andrew is the final word on the issue today. Andrew, why are you now, committing your life to helping survivors?
Well, at the beginning of the program, I had every intention of getting trained, getting equipped, and just using it as part of my counseling practice, using it in ministry. But as I started to I feel like my eyes started to open to the reality of satanic ritual abuse, to the reality of mind control, and realizing not only is it prevalent, not only is it horrific, it's so influential in society. And from every area, to politics, to business, to entertainment, I started seeing that this really is the front lines of the battle. This really is where the enemy is taking hold of humanity and taking territory. So there was this moment of realizing, Lord, if I'm going to call myself a warrior for you, if I'm going to be your servant, I can't know what I know and turn my back on it. So I made a decision. I said, Lord, I want to be part of what you're doing. I don't want to dip my toe in the water and jump out and say, oh, this is too much for me. And I wanted to jump in all the way. And I realized there's a lot of my own giftings, and really it's my calling to be a part of this. And I think that was a process of discovery for me, that I'm called to do this work. But I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be a part of Bride. I love Bride Ministries. I feel like it is solid ground, and really aligning with the coaching ministry that you've built, Dan. It's just an honor. And I feel this is really, Bride Ministries is the front lines of this battle. This is the place where people are going to go that need help. And I want to be a part of that. I'm so excited to see what God is going to do. To get to do it with brothers like these, it's really, really awesome. So I'm looking forward to the years to come. And just so grateful for this opportunity. So grateful to be here.
Folks, let me tell you something. You have just met the men, the coaches here at Bride Ministries. I'm going to tell you, this is about one third because in the following weeks, we're going to do a couple more podcasts just like this to introduce you to the women who are also extraordinary people. I want to say this. It is in my heart to build a solution set that is world-class for survivors of the worst kinds of trauma. I mean, I say this all the time, but it really is my belief that after being disenfranchised and suffering the worst, that the devil has to give, literally. It's a shame that survivors have also suffered the worst that the body of Christ has to give, literally. Rejection, abandonment, and the left foot of fellowship. It's just not right. There is a deep injustice and a hurt that exists in the heart of the Father for this reason that I have committed my life to ministering to. I believe that by ministering to survivors, we are ministering to the heart of the Father in a very special and unique way. And, you know, here at Bride Ministries, I recognized a long time ago, it doesn't matter how good I get personally at helping survivors, how many mysteries we figure out or whatever, if I'm the only one standing there, that is a problem. And these guys, the women you're going to meet soon, they are the solution. And through this platform, we plan to become, I mean, with God's grace, the largest resource pool for solutions to survivors of satanic ritual abuse and government-sponsored mind control projects in the Christian sphere. As of next year, we plan to have 30 or more coaches on this platform, and in the years to come, hundreds of coaches trained and capable of doing this work so we can help thousands and tens of thousands on an annual basis through this work. And so with that said, here we are. You know, go to bridemovement.com. From our ministry page, you'll be able to link to our coach profiles. If by the time you're hearing this podcast and you go, then you're like, wait a minute, I can't really find what's going on. It'll only be a few more days. It should be up by the time this podcast airs. And then the direct link is coach.bridemovement.com. And you can go through profiles. You can find the person that seems to be the best fit for what your needs are. Because we understand as coaches, like not every coach is the perfect fit for every person. I'm not the perfect fit for every survivor. And so having options and having different dispositions is a reflection of the heart of God. And that's what we are here demonstrating. So coach.bridemovement.com. Gentlemen, I want to say thank you for putting your hand up. Thank you for saying yes. Thank you for not throwing in the towel and quitting. You guys are going to be part of God's response to global injustice. And I think the best days are yet to come. So folks, with that said, we'll see you next time. God bless and Godspeed. You've been listening to Discovering Truth with Dan Duvall. This podcast is a production of Bride Ministries International. Visit our website at brideministriesinternational.com to enjoy the Bride Ministries Church, the Bride Ministries Institute, free resources, and to support us financially.